Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Diving into the yards per route run for running backs. I did a previous show on wide receivers. Looking at some of the rookie running backs. There's, I think, some notable features here at the position. So we'll dive in here and talk about some of the highlights. So I think the particularly for the rookies, and I'll highlight some of the non-rookies, you know, some of the vets, but this is primarily looking at the rookies because I think there is some value here. I did mention J.K. Dobbins in a previous show. Got me wanting to think about some of the other ones. And again, this is all PFF stats. Jonathan Taylor, one of the top at the position he's 10th in terms of yards per route run, guys above 20 targets. So he had 38 targets, 36 receptions, 299 yards. That's good for 1.47 yards per route run. So that is 10th at the position. So to give you an idea for expectation wise, the average route run by a wide receiver resulted in a 1.08 yards per route run. So he's basically 0.4 above average. So that's pretty good. The best at the position was Alvin Kamara, 2.19. James White, 2.04. So if James White moved teams and were to go someplace else, maybe a more efficient system, a quarterback that's a little bit better at throwing to running backs than Cam Newton is, that would certainly be an interesting one there. So it hasn't really eroded in terms of that skill. So that's just a notable one to watch. The next best rookie was actually Antonio Gibson at 1.36, converted wide receiver. He actually ran more. Fewer routes than Taylor. He only ran 182. That's compared to 203 for Jonathan Taylor. He was actually targeted on more of those. So he was targeted on 43 compared to 38 targets for Taylor. Caught the same amount for basically 52 less yards. So Taylor added a touchdown. Gibson did not. So that's just really the thing to look for. I find it interesting with some of the, you know, the difference in the receptions to the targets. What ultimately matters is the yards per opportunity, essentially, and that's really what yards per route run gets at. So Gibson, a good number there, second best among the rookies. DJ Dallas, again, it's a smaller sample at only 20, but 1.31 yards per route run. So if you're looking for, you know, if maybe Carlos Hyde walks, or if Chris Carson walks, right? There is some sample size to suggest DJ Dallas might actually have some receiving potential there in the backfield. He's basically top 18 or so at the position. James Robinson is the next best rookie. He was 23rd at the position in terms of yards per route run. Guys over 20. Targets, he was at 1.2. So that is basically 0.12 yards over the average. So that is certainly a good number there. Again, he had a little bit more volume than some of the other guys, but that is a good, it's a pretty good showing, well above average in a less than good system, right? I mean, you look at, for example, Rivers and Alex Smith, they're pretty proficient at targeting running backs. The Jacksonville offense wasn't quite as good. So, again, looking at James Robinson consistently overperforming, it's not just a volume-based thing, right? When we look at a guy like Logan Thomas, for example, he was just almost purely volume. That really isn't the case with James Robinson. He's outproducing expectation, which is a good marker in his profile. Next is actually Clyde Edwards-Helaire at 1.04. So he's just below average. That was something that continuously showed up in his stats in college, that he was basically a below average efficiency receiving running back, which is contrary to a lot of the reason why he was actually drafted. To give you an idea, him and James Robinson ran the exact same amount of routes. James Robinson, 47 more yards. Right, so just the difference there, it doesn't seem like a huge amount, but that can really add up in terms of what you're looking for. It's a few first downs, right? So that's I think a notable thing there in terms of his efficiency. I'm going to look at some more of this stuff. I have a big project I'm going to work on with yards per route run stuff to, you know, maybe adjusted base rates and stuff like that based on some of these things to give us an idea of where these guys, you know, particularly for receivers and for running backs and the like, you might be able to draw some additional information out of some of the stats to basically move our baseline a little bit. So that is a big project that's coming on post book release, post February 1st there. So I'm excited for that. We'll have more on this topic. Other rookies here, J.K. Dobbins was really the reason for this, down at 0.55 yards per route run. So I do have a little bit of concern with him, and it's something I want to delve into a little bit more. I think it's primarily a Lamar Jackson thing where less likely to run routes is really the and less likely to be targeted on routes, for example. That's just something that I think we've picked that is a consistent trend at the running back positions with the running quarterback thing. So it's just something to look for. I'm going to do some more study on that to see what there is there. But that's a concern that I have with the ceiling for Dobbins. Could he be a 14 touchdown guy? Sure. I think that's possible in a run heavy offense, but is he going to be really a guy that you can? He feels more like it is a poor man's Derrick Henry than it is, or maybe in like a Josh Jacobs type of mold, than it is really in a something a little bit more versatile, a little bit more complete of a back. So that would just be the caution that I would have on J.K. Dobbins at this point. Some other notable ones, now that we got through the rookies, there's not a ton to look here at rookies, so just some other notable ones. Ronald Jones, 0.87. So again, he had a pretty bad receiving profile coming out. Shows back up here. Zeke, 0.87 as well. He ran a ton of routes, got a ton of opportunity. So the stats, you know, 52, 338, and 2. Looks okay, but he had a lot of opportunities and didn't do a whole lot on him. So same with Le'Veon Bell, 0.9, right? So he had lesser opportunities. He had less than half of what Zeke had, but 0.9, that's pretty low efficiency. David Johnson, 0.94. That's, you know, he had 33 receptions, 314 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That's on 334 routes run. Tony Pollard, 0.96, who actually outproduced basically by a tenth Zeke Elliott. You know, so maybe there is something. I don't think Tony Pollard or Zeke are bad pass catchers per se. There might be something there with some of the offensive stuff without Dak. Josh Jacobs was essentially the exact same as Clyde Edwards-Helaire at 1.03. So he did run actually fewer routes than Clyde Edwards-Helaire did. He was targeted a higher percentage of the time, but he ran less routes, less receiving yards, basically less everything. So it's going to be definitely something I want to look into. He's going to be one of those guys as well. Fournette was essentially right at average. So was Joe Mixon, which again, the Joe Mixon, the huge receiving profile, that is certainly a something that I just have not seen consistently show up in the NFL. So that's a cautionary note there. Duke Johnson is one more that, you know, he might show up in free agency or something like that. 1.22, so he was well above. He wasn't great as a rushing back, but I think that's notable. Just a couple other guys here I think that are of note. Joshua Kelly, actually, too. I missed him on the way back through. Just above average, 1.14. So that's above average there for the position. Gio and Mike Davis basically at 1.25. there between those guys. Aaron Jones, 1.4. J.D. McKissic, by way of background for Antonio Gibson, J.D. McKissic was at 1.48, and Antonio Gibson was at 1.36. So just to give you an idea there, McKissic was targeted the most times for a running back in the NFL, 106 times he was targeted. So, and again, he was top. He was ninth in terms of yards per route run efficiency. So, so that's pretty much it. Oh, I actually missed DeAndre Swift as well on the way through. DeAndre Swift at 1.58. So he was actually the best at the position. He was seventh overall at the position. So I missed him. I think I mentioned Taylor was the highest earlier. I actually missed Swift in my rundown sheet. So 1.58. So a couple of other just a highlight look ahead guys. Miles Gaskin, 1.84, that's fourth. So that's robust. So again, here's the base rates versus density versus pedigree versus production debate in a person. It's gonna be Miles Gaskin. He's gonna be a really interesting one because he was hashtag good. Question is, how much do they believe, right? How fourth at the position in terms of efficiency per route run. It's excellent. How much do they believe, right? That's really the question that I have is that's the thing that you can, it's very, very difficult to believe that they're going to give him that consistent role. So that would just be one thing I think to note there. And Justin Jackson, there's rumors that Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator of the Buffalo Bills, is actually going to be the Chargers head coach. Not confirmed yet, but that's some of the speculation. He has not done a whole lot of targeting of the running back position. I wonder if that is somewhat to do with the running quarterback thing. You know, that seems to continuously show up. Justin Jackson, he will be a potential free agent, so just be on the lookout for that. If he goes back there, again, decent receiving profile. If he goes someplace else, look for him to potentially go there as a receiver. 1.92, that's the third best at the position. Again, he just qualified with 24 targets. I used a baseline of 20. But yeah, so again, and it was only on 9 games. So again, that's been a big concern with him, but when he's played, like he's been decent, at least in this aspect. So all right, well, that'll do it for this episode of the Dynasty Daily. Until next time, continue embracing the variance, and we will talk again very soon.